the pride of Polish Hill. Can I say that? The pride of Polish Hill. Let's welcome the May Day Marching Band. That's the May Day Marching Band here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And wow, I hope you're enjoying it as much as we are. I want you to meet the musicians, or at least for you to know kind of what's going on. There's 15 people here making the music you just heard. Can I talk to you first, since you broke your instruments. and you can say whatever you would like to say, we'll talk to five of you maybe, then have you play some more, and then catch everybody else. No, you broke your instrument. You have to go first.
My name is Dwayne Irate Jones, and I play sticks.
Sticks, and they're breaking away. And you sound great. And hello.
Hi, my name's Amalia, and I play the bells.
The bells, and that's kind of like a glockenspiel type of thing?
Pretty much.
There it is.
I'm Jim, I play the saxophone.
And so does this guy.
My name is Ken. I also play the alto saxophone.
And we've got a cornet. Trumpet. Okay. A different trumpet, though. Silver. It looks a little... Yeah.
Hi, I'm Susan. Play the trumpet.
Hi, Susan. Heck. Let's just do two more.
I'm Micah. I play tuba.
Nice to meet you.
And I'm Annalisa. I also play the tuba.
And you guys sound absolutely great. Can anybody tell me the name of the song you just played?
It was called Te Duma. And where is it from?
It's from an album called...
Hang on, we're going to go over to sure. Bone Player number one, two. Equitable. The egalitarian trombone section. What's your name?
My name's Ben. I play trombone. That first song was from an album that I think was Jim's album that we found called The Mysterious Jazz of Timbuktu. So,
I should have known to go to Ben too, because don't think I didn't see the leg lift giving you the
little cue that I give people on that song.
That comes from old-timey musicians too. So what are you guys going to do next?
You have to ask Annalisa.
Oh, okay. Who can tell me? Okay, back over here.
So our next song is called Consejo. It's from Cape Verde.
Here they are again, the May Day marching band.
Thank you.
Mayday marching band. That was just the blending there is during the last couple minutes or so was amazing to listen to. Let's meet some of the percussionists, some of the other percussionists. I'm reading the art on the drum. Concerts, no, it's Tom. What's your name?
I'm Kevin.
Nice to meet you. And on the front of Kevin's drum, it says, please be brave. On the side, it says, we belong to each other. I think it's Tom, am I right?
Yeah, yep. Tenor drum.
Excellent. Nice to meet you. I have to do the formality. I know some of you I've met anyway, but I'll let you say hi.
Hello, I'm Greg. I play the cymbals.
Yes, and Greg's playing along. Zildjian cymbals, I might add. Trying to give you all... Yep.
A couple sides.
Yes. Oh, you do? One's a Zildjian and one's Sabian. Yeah, the brother. It doesn't have the... At least it doesn't say, like, Food Club or those brands, you know, those, or Cymbal Master or whatever the generic. Then we got a small bass drum with flowers on it. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Rebecca.
Nice to meet you. And then on junk, what do we got here? I'm sorry, I guess I still am a percussionist, so I feel like I could say that. I also feel like I want to sign up when you guys are done here. You had a güiro a second ago, or no, fuchet. Yeah, that is a güiro. Yeah, and cowbells and tambourines and a name too.
Scott.
Nice to meet you. And then we go to the aforementioned trombone section to meet the two. Very irritated that they're not fair chair. everybody was told privately that they were first chair, and this is the first time. Hi.
Hi. My name's Rob.
It's nice to meet you.
I'm Jeremy. I'm happy to be third chair trombone today.
And we met Ben and our other sax player at the far end.
Hi, I'm Stewie.
So who can tell me just a little bit about how y'all got together? And I hate to say mission, but you guys, I think, do have a mission, y'all. And are there some members that aren't here? We've got 15 of you.
Definitely. We're like a kind of a wider collective. And at any given show, we might have 15 to 20 people show up. But our sort of unit, I mean, I think we're a pretty unique unit. I should explain that as well, in that we're like what I might call an open or a democratic marching band, meaning that we invite anyone to participate regardless of their ability. We have we hold like public open practices every week, so anyone who wants to come and learn our music can play along and participate. But we kind of got started around our neighborhood kind of like festival, which is on May Day in Polish Hill, and we wanted to provide some music and just, you know, make it that much more fun. And we did that year after year. And just to cut the history short, I think that over the last couple years, I think we decided that we wanted to be more of a year-round band. Instead of just, you know, springing back up every May to do the parade, we wanted to participate in local demonstrations, support local communities, and provide music at their events as well.
That's a great description. And does everybody live on Polish Hill? I would imagine after a while, but you start to attract other folks who want to join too, who have a similar ethos. And I think, I was looking at your website, is it Sundays that your practices are? And anybody can really show up? Or?
Yeah, we try to put our music online so that folks that want to learn things ahead of time, that do read music, but you certainly don't have to read music. You don't have to have ever played an instrument before. We encourage people to, you know, to learn and to find their voice and, you know, to empower themselves by participating and coming along and working with other people that do have experience.
I think we're especially looking for more malleted percussion players, huh? Were you, I noticed you were pointing over.
Well, I was just going to shout out to that because I never played the bells before I started playing with the marching band. I played some other instruments, but I didn't have anything marchable, and so this was really exciting.
How many people played in a school marching band? I'm just curious. Any of you? About half. Okay, because that's immediately what I thought of. You know, I played three toms, and you know, I was there, you know, I was the kind of kid that was like, can't we like just play for an hour and have a 5-minute football game in between? And if you played marching band or played in marching band and wanted to really stretch out and do some different things, this would be a perfect opportunity, I think. Let's go. Is there anybody else want to say anything about the band itself while we're talking about it? Yeah, hi.
I just want to say where we practice. So we practice on Sundays at 2 o'clock, and we meet under the Bloomfield Bridge on the Bloomfield side of the bridge, sort of in that park area by the baseball field in that area.
But not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Next week.
Okay, so it not on the 31st, but on the following Sunday. It's hard to do them when they get to be the end of the month. I think it's the, not on the 7th, but on, or on the 7th, but not on the 31st. So what's next, Ben? Do you know? Or no, she's got the set list. I'll march right back over. This is good. You're putting me to work.
So I'm the one with the set list in my pocket. The next song is from Somalia. It's, we found it, we have another trumpet player whose name is Caleb. He couldn't be with us today, but he brought in a cassette tape, a very old tape that had this song on it, and we did a sort of best attempt at adapting this very interesting song to our instruments. So this is a Somali song. We have named it You're on Fire.
And let me just insert, if you have a question you'd like me to ask the band, or if you're just curious or want to pass along any comments, why don't you text us at 412-200-5975, and I'll relay that, 412-200-5975. You know, we don't say Mayday on the radio very much. You're not supposed to, but that's... it's okay. These don't count. It's modifying something. Here they are again, the Mayday Marching Band.
Thank you.
With the score unity to equity, we'll return to the game. No, wait, it's the Mayday marching band. So this is the second time in my whole entire life of many years that I've really enjoyed feeling the pressure of music, the sound waves. I mean that sincerely. There's one other time, which isn't worth getting into, but I generally am not, like, loud sometimes. It's amazing what you feel as you're near these guys and as they're playing. You can actually feel a lot of the notes and the beats, and it's wonderful. And they sound wonderful, too. And you'll get a chance, if you want to, I think at 1 o'clock you're going to be here at the museum marching around. Does anybody, I should know the details, but I don't. Does anybody, that's the deal. Okay, I got it all.
Hi, I'm Jeremy. We'll be playing outside from about 1 until maybe 2 o'clock. It's a little hot out, so we'll probably take a trip to the fountain.
It probably is hot out from some. I haven't been out in a long time, since about 5 this morning. But it was really pleasant at 5. You know, wouldn't that be something for you guys to play out in that park at 5? That would get. You might get a newspaper article out of that. The Mayday Marching Band is here. Based in Polish Hill, but open to all, and you can learn more about them. We've linked to their website, or just Google Mayday Marching Band, maybe add Polish Hill, just to be sure you get to the right place. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. You know, last week, a singer-songwriter, the week before, another singer-songwriter, sometimes international touring musicians, and today, for the first time ever, in all these years, a real live marching band, and a very good one to boot. We're probably going to have time, I think, for 2 more songs. And who would like to... I'm learning. The set list is over here. And I like your sash, by the way. It's very nice. Any story to the sash? It's got musical notes and things.
Well, I'm the wrong person to ask about this because this is actually my first day wearing the sash. But these are old sashes that someone, Jamie, our
does it go to
Jamie, made them.
Does it go to the first chair tuba?
No.
So what's next?
So our next song is called Mik Ple Do Bekpo. Which is also from Africa. Our first 4 songs were all from Africa. So this will be the last of our African beats.
Sounds good. Here they are, the Mayday Marching Band. Thank you. gosh, this is fun. And the May Day marching band. I was curious, do you guys, like, do you play gigs for hire ever? It seems like you mostly, I get the impression it's for the fun of it. But honestly, if you were having a wedding or some kind of event where you wanted to do something really different,
well,
like, what?
It seems like sometimes in the summer we'll try to, like, get money together to take a band trip somewhere, and then that'll give us the impetus to find some paying gigs.
There you go. We'll play for a trip. We'll play for tickets. Hey, Susan.
We'll play for money, but I think our heart really isn't playing for social causes or political causes or just for fun for anybody who enjoys it.
That's why we love you. That's
Does somebody know about the June 19th?
Oh, Juneteenth? Are you doing something for Juneteenth?
There's going to be an event.
Next time we're going to mic all of you, although I've been told I need more exercise.
There's going to be an event on June 19th about domestic violence, which I think is going to be downtown.
County courthouse. It's gonna be in the middle of the courthouse. You know where there's that fountain
garden.
Thing.
Yeah. Katie's garden.
I think
it's from noon to one. I'm pretty sure.
I'll see if I can find more details when I go back into the studio. But I think you're correct on the hours. You guys are just terrific, and I know it's not easy to get everybody together on one particular day to come here and. I've been anticipating your being here for a long time, so thanks to all of you. I've listened to you each individually as you're playing today, and it's as well as together, and you're all, like, awesome. It's just wonderful. What would you like to close up with?
Yeah, so our last song, thanks for listening, by the way. Our last song is one of our originals. It was written by a previous member of our band named Aaron, and so it's just titled Aaron's Song.
He would know about the sash, probably.
Perhaps. That was in his day.
Thank you again very much. One more time from the May Day Marching Band.
Woo!
The Mayday Marching Band. Oh my goodness.